Hey everyone, it's Laura Burton. I hope you're doing great. And today I'm going to tell you how a $12 an hour job changed my life and turned me into a closer. And I'm just curious, you know, I have a free offer that I'm going to be giving out. And so I'm really excited to tell you about this offer. I really am. But I want to ask you guys a question first. Are you guys, like, for you in sales, you know, are you tired of not closing the deals you know that you should be closing? Yes? Yeah. I mean, you're not alone if you are. And the free offer that I have is gonna really help you change that. And it's gonna be coming out probably sometime late next week or the week after. But I wanna tell you how I came to this point and why I decided to create this. So when I was 48 years old, I started working as a project manager at an internet marketing company. And I had been on disability. I had gotten a chemical injury when I was 36 years old, and I was out of work for 6 years. And getting back into the workforce after being sick for that long is really, really hard. Like, it's just not that easy to do. And I had a couple jobs when I first started working, and you know, they were okay, they weren't great, but you know, I was always hoping to like get this long-term job, and I didn't. And I met my husband after I got back to work and doing some things. And he said to me at one point, you know, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "Why don't you get a writing job? You really like writing a lot." And I was like, "Okay." And I looked on Craigslist, and there was an ad for a project manager position at an internet marketing company, and I had no idea what that was. You know, really, I mean, I didn't know what that would be like. So I took this job, and you know, I'd had these couple of things that I'd done, and I really didn't have a ton of confidence, unfortunately, but you know, I was like, okay. So I took a $12 an hour job at 48 years old, and I felt like a total loser. I mean, it's like, you know, for 6 years, I got injured when I was 36 years old. So everyone I knew was doing great. You know, they were having families, they were doing amazing things in their career, you know, they were living large. I was sick on my couch, well, in a studio apartment living on a futon. You know, it was like, why did I end up here? And I was really, really just, I was told I wasn't gonna get better. I couldn't walk a mile, and I was like, you know what? This is not what I want my story to be, you know? And it took me 3 years to get my health back. And I learned a lot through that process, you know, not being a part of what everybody else is doing, you know, just gave me, I don't know if you guys remember, they had these pictures where you would just see all this blurred, like colored dots or whatever, you know, it's just, and if you looked at it long enough and you relaxed your vision, you could see the picture behind the picture. And I felt that way. I felt like I was looking at life differently because of this experience. So I wanted to make more money. And I wasn't sure how I was going to make more money because I took a $12 an hour job and they weren't telling me any great promises other than here you go. And I had always wanted to find a career, you know, something I could really do. I wanted to accomplish something and I felt like I never did. I didn't really feel like I fit in. I don't know if any of you guys have ever felt that. And I wanted to do something meaningful, you know, I wanted to be inspired. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And here I was, you know, at an internet marketing company for $12 an hour. And I was just like, oh my God, this is what I'm doing. And then one day a client called in and he wanted to cancel. And he was doing search engine optimization and he was paying $300 a month and he wasn't getting sales. And I was like, really? And I, you know, his rankings were great. He was like number one and number two on Google on the first page for every single keyword we were working on. And I was like, how is that not working? And I looked up at his website and there was no marketing message. And his homepage didn't sell me anything. And I was like, wow, okay, we need to fix this. So I went to my boss and I said, you know, can we sell a marketing message? And she's like, well, we'll have to see if someone can write it. So I was like, okay. So we came up with a price and I started selling marketing messages and I started making money. And then I started selling homepage redesigns. And then I started selling websites. But when I started selling homepage redesigns, I was selling like 2-3 of these a day. And they had to hire all these people to fulfill all the website stuff that I was selling. And you know, so I'm selling websites and then blogs and press releases. And then I started selling search engine optimization and AdWords. And And I became a top closer as a project manager. And then I was a sales manager in the company. And I was helping other closers close their deals. And, you know, my income went to 50,000 and then 70,000, you know, 75,000 and then more. And things are really looking good for a while. And, you know, it's like, are any of you entrepreneurs that need to increase your income? Any of you guys doing any of that? Well, I'm really, really excited to come out with this free ebook that I'm doing, and it's the 12 secret sales hacks that has stood the test of time, and it's going to be released soon. So I'm excited to have you guys like discover this of what I discovered, because it really made a difference. So things were looking good, things were going great, and then things changed. The services weren't working. You know, Google changed their algorithm like so many times, and it was brutal. It was like so horrible. People would call up, you know, the Panda Penguin 1-2 punch happened, and then the next day people were calling in a panic. You know, they had always been on the top of the first page of Google and they disappeared, and then suddenly they were getting no sales, like overnight. It was, and they were like, what do we do? And it was like, oh, we got to get doing AdWords. They made a fortune on that, I'm sure. Yeah. So internet marketing got really competitive and clients were leaving. And then we had this group of employees, and they started their own company while they were still working for this company. And they started sabotaging all the clients so that they would want to leave. And then what they did is that they started telling them to demand a refund. And then they hired them for their own company. And it was brutal. I mean, you know, I work really hard to help somebody, and you know, I'd be doing something and then suddenly it would go south, and people were angry and they were upset and they were calling and then complaining. I mean, it was horrible. And I felt so bad. It's like, you know, I really wanted to help people and this was going on. And then they hired people to write bad reviews about our company too, so people wouldn't want to sign up. And it was ugly. I mean, I'd never been through anything like that. I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And then they brought investigators in and the whole deal was nuts. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever had anything to hurt your sales. It's tough. I mean, like, if you ever find yourself with not having enough sales, you know, is that ruining your life? You know, I mean, it's like crazy. So the company had to rebrand and start from scratch. And it seemed to get better, but I don't think it ever really recovered fully from that. You know, it was hard. And then after a while, I got recruited to work for another company. And then another company found out that I had gotten recruited, and they recruited me. And they're doing a different kind of marketing for small businesses. And it was cool. You know, this time I was going to be helping sales reps more and doing more of the management. And I was finding that, you know, a lot of sales reps were just like not really even that good. And these guys have been selling for a long time, and I was listening to their calls and I was like, oh no, this isn't working. And so I started doing script training with them, and then they started getting better and, you know, really working with them. And then they would start sounding amazing, and then they were doing great and all that, which was cool. And then they got really good. And I wanted to do more to help people. You know, it's like, I started studying everything. I wanted to learn as much as I could. I started taking classes. I'm watching all these webinars. And then I found out that a lot of the clients weren't happy with the services that we were selling either. And I was like, oh, not again. You know, that sinking feeling, you know, it's like, I want people to get results. I want people to do well. You know, if I'm going to do something and I'm going to sell them something, I want them to just kill it. I want them to like do amazing. And to not have that happen was just really disappointing, really disappointing. And so I was like, all right, you know, I know people know when they buy marketing that it may not always work out, but still, you know, you just want to make it work better. So I had to think, you know, like really long and hard about this. And I mean, I spent hours and days and weeks and months, you know, just really soul searching and thinking, you know, what am I going to do? Like, what would really work? And then it hit me. And I was like, okay, I got it. You know, I know how to help people now. And, you know, my question is, do you want to do better in sales? Do you want to be more successful? You know, I want that for you. I want you guys to be successful. So I enrolled in another class, and P.T. Barnum was brought up, and he was called The Greatest Showman. They did a movie about him a couple years back. And then I found other brilliant salespeople from the past, and I started studying what they did, and I could see all the patterns that have been passed down from generation to generation, you know, all these salespeople since the Industrial Revolution. And it's just fascinating, you know, everything from New Age thought to boiler room stuff. And all the great sales leaders that have sold before us have used these secrets, you know, and everything, like all the top entrepreneurs today, right now, they're doing all this stuff, you know, these 12 secret sales hacks that I've got in this book, you know, right now, you know. And it's like, do you want to use them too? And so I asked my husband, I was like, okay, honey, because he's my rock. And I was like, all right, you know, do I take a leap of faith? And do I, you know, do I share what I know works? You know, clear as day, you know, do I do this? Do I help these people? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, there was no hesitation there. I was like, okay, let me try again. Okay, do you really think I should give entrepreneurs this ebook? You know, do you think I should do that? You know, so they can know these strategies and start using them. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And that was encouraging, but you know, it's still a big leap for me. You know, to tell you the truth, I'm a little bit nervous about this. You know, I'm like, I've never put myself out there. I've never said, hey, check out what I got. I know what I'm talking about. You know, this is good. You should do it. Yeah, buy it or take it, whatever. And so I'm a little nervous. But I was like, okay, you know, I'll ask him one more time. You know, do you really think I need to do this? He's like, yeah, go for it. And I'm like, okay, all right. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of share this with you. I'm pretty excited about it. I've been through some amazing things in my career in sales. You know, that story of what happened in that company, I would say that was like one of the wildest things. But, you know, if you guys have any questions, if you've ever hit a rock, if you've ever just felt like, oh, not again, you know, if you've ever just felt like, why? I know what you can do. I know how to help. You know, I know what that's like. I know how to move past it. I know how to, you know, come through. And, you know, sometimes the worst things that ever happen to you become the best blessings. You know, it's like you'll go through this and you'll be like, oh, that was so hard. And oh my gosh. And you come out of it. And it's amazing, you know, to see the changes and what happens as a result. So I just want to encourage you guys a lot. And tell me below, you know, tell me in comments, you know, what do you think of this idea? You know, does it make you feel like, yeah, this is cool, or, you know, whatever? You know, I'd love to know. If you have any questions about anything that you're going through, you know, let me know. I'd love to help out. And I do want to give you an update. I talked a little bit about my dad yesterday. And my mom told me that they're going to be bringing in hospice. And I'm going to go see him in a couple weeks. A little over 2 weeks. And so I'm going to really do my best over, you know, the next live episodes to really honor my father and everything that he taught me as a salesperson, because he really shaped my ability to stand up and go again. And one thing that my dad told me, because I think I was a little soft as a child, you know, and I was sensitive, and he didn't want me to be a pushover, and he didn't want me to not have strength. And I don't remember what happened, but one time I was having a hard time. And he said to me, Laura, you know, if you find yourself in a puddle of mud in the rain, don't wait for somebody to pick you up and take you out of there. He said, you get yourself up, you go inside, you take off those wet, muddy clothes, you get yourself a shower, you dry yourself off, you put on clean clothes, and you get going again. And he's right, you know? So if anyone's dealing with anything, I think people are always dealing with stuff, you know? It's just kind of that thing. You can do it. Just know you can, and I want to help. So I'm not going to stay on too much longer. Actually, I'm keeping this kind of short tonight. I felt like I talked a lot yesterday. But I want to just tell you, you're special, and you have a purpose in what you're doing. And even if you aren't exactly where you thought you'd be, or maybe you're just, you know, taking one of those breaths again, even if things are great, I mean, even if things are amazing, you know, just really appreciate what you have and really notice what's good and just really enjoy that and enjoy who you are and who you've become and who you're becoming. Because it's a beautiful thing, you know, life is really precious. You know, I'm looking at my dad as he's winding down. And I'm just amazed and so grateful that he got to be my dad and I got to have him as my dad. And, you know, we got to share that time together. And it wasn't always easy, you know, it wasn't. But I love him so much. I love both my parents and I'm so glad that I learned what I did. And I am like him in some of the best ways. And so it's just, you know, really take time to appreciate the people in your life, especially your family, if they're still around, and make it right. Just make everything right that you need to, because it's really worth it and you're worth it. And so you guys, I'm gonna talk to you more about my offer. Please tell me what you think of it so far, because I want it to be good for you. I want it to be special and helpful to people. And so thank you so much for hanging out and talking to me tonight. And I'll talk to you again. See you tomorrow.